It is hard to think of an event more emblematic of the coming of modernity than rural electrification. In this country, it was a key aim of the New Deal. In the 1930s, until the government stepped in, the vast majority of Americans in cities had electricity, and the vast majority of Americans in rural areas did not. Search the web for current stories about rural electrification, and you're likely to turn up items about Nigeria or Bangladesh. So it was surprising to learn about a village of about a dozen homes that just got hooked up to the electric grid for the first time. It's a village called Cwmbrefi, and it is in Wales. Joining us from Cwmbrefi are Ileri Davies and Julie Hutchings, who campaigned for the historic hookup. Welcome. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Hello.
Hello.
And Ileri Davies, can you tell us first how you've gotten by all these years without being connected to the electric grid?
We've got the generator, so we aren't without power. It's just restricted power. That is, we've only got power at certain times of the day and not a 24-hour supply as you would off the grid.
And, Julie Hutchings, what does that actually mean for day-to-day life in Cwmbrefi?
Right. Well, it actually means that you need to know what every appliance in your household uses in terms of power. For example, our generator gives us 4 kilowatts of power, so I can't use the washing machine and the Hoover at the same time, or I couldn't use the Hoover and the hairdryer at the same time. So all the time you're counting the wattage and the power of everything and calculating what you can run simultaneously.
Well, how do you think this will change life in Cwmbrefi to actually be hooked up to the grid?
Well, I think it'll be a lot easier because you won't have to think beforehand of what household chores or whatever you want to do. You'll be just able to switch on your washing machine and then do some ironing at the same time and even boil the kettle for a cup of coffee and not think about it.
And Julie Hutchings, are you looking forward to similar liberation in that regard?
Yes, very much so. In fact, it's we got connected yesterday afternoon, and we're just getting used to the idea that we can flick a switch just whenever we want to. And my husband, who's a carpentry joiner, is very much looking forward to going to the workshop and using tools and equipment he hasn't been able to access before. And when he's previously used the saw bench, we've only been able to have one light bulb on in the house. So it'll be quite liberating for all of us, I think.
Now, tell me honestly, we made contact with the two of you with help from a reporter, David Williamson, at the Western Mail and Echo newspaper, who said that it took him 2 days just to get your telephone numbers, which are not listed. And I wonder, Julie Hutchings, is it fair to say that you people in Cwmbrefi, with or without electricity, actually enjoy some degree of isolation from the rest of Wales and the rest of the world, for that matter?
Yes, I think, you know, we are fairly secluded. The valley is actually up a no-through road, so we don't have sort of lots of passing traffic and things. And it is very rural, it's very idyllic. I hope the rat race doesn't come too close to us.
I guess that is the obvious question, Ileri Davies. Will electrification spoil Cwmbrefi?
Hopefully it won't. I hope it will benefit the residents, but as you say, not spoil it too much, no.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us, and good luck in the connected future of Cwmbrefi.
Right, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's Ileri Davies and Julie Hutchings of the village of Cwmbrefi in Wales, which this week, for the first time, was connected to the national electric grid.